This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones. Roger Stone's switching to a better computer on Skype. Let's take a phone call right now. Paul Watson's getting in the chair. He's going to co-host this hour with us. A lot is happening right now. In fact, Stone is now back in his chair. We've got Dwayne in Canada. I've been holding for quite a while. We've got Uncle Sam in Louisiana. We're going to get to all of you. Roger, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Let me ask you this question. I keep asking it every week of you. How are they going to counter-strike? Hillary seems desperate now. Her eyes aren't pointing the right direction. There's a video of that. She seems totally panicked. There's articles in Politico where the Democrats are, quote, panicking, as you said last week, but now they admit total panic. And then to see the Democratic nominee claiming the Russians are behind bombings in America, I mean, this seems to have entered lunatic land. Will the Democrats kick her out, remove her? Because we've heard talk of that.
No, I don't think that will happen. And she could only remove herself. I can answer your question, though, in terms of what they're going to do. In 1982, the Republican National Committee signed a consent decree with the federal court in which they, in essence, agreed not to combat or even seek voter fraud out. This was after the aftermath of the 1981 New Jersey gubernatorial election. Therefore, the Democrats could go to court slightly before the election, just days before the election, make the argument that the Republican National Committee was an extension of the Trump campaign. He is, after all, the Republican nominee for president. And prevent the kind of stop-the-steal activities in the at the polling places that we have talked about on the show. This consent decree is a ticking time bomb for the Republicans.
So to be clear, correct me if I'm wrong, we come out, we say, well, look for fraud, Trump does a month and a half ago. The feds, the president say that doesn't exist. They panic, though, knowing we're going to be watching. So now they're going to federalize it to keep it safe. That means cover up their steal.
Well, not only federalize it to keep it safe, as I said on this show, watch it, but disarm us entirely through this consent decree, which the Republicans agreed to in 1982. It is therefore, if we did anything theoretically under the decree, we'd be violating. This is, I think, a giant problem for the Republicans.
So what keeps you up at night? Trump's clearly going from a surge to a wave to a tsunami, but it's not in the bag yet.
Well, I'm feeling growingly confident. I think for the first time I said on this show last week that I am confident now that he will win. Now it's a question of holding on to it. The momentum is in his direction, and I expect that to continue. However, we have three debates coming up. None of the moderators are friendly to Donald Trump. Trump himself preferred no moderator. He'd like to just go at it with Hillary like Lincoln and Douglas. I agree with that idea. I think it is outrageous that the Libertarian Party and Green Party candidates are not allowed to participate. The Presidential Commission on Debates is not appointed by the president, not a commission, and not about debate. It's about limiting debate. The idea that a candidate can't get on the ballot unless they have 15%, and they can't get 15% unless they, pardon me, get in the debates unless they have 15%, and they can't get 15% unless they're in the debates. That's problematic. I understand Gary Johnson's supporters are having a demonstration tomorrow outside the Presidential Commission on Debates office in Washington, D.C. Frankly, even though I'm 100% for Donald Trump, I wish I could join them. I think that it would actually be a net positive politically for Trump if Jill Stein and Gary Johnson were both in the debates.
I'll say this. I'm always for third parties being involved, but clearly Donald Trump has taken over a major party, and I would basically see Johnson as the establishment coming in and taking over the Libertarians. But regardless, I'm going to come back with Paul Watson. He's got some key questions. And then I've been asking the questions, Roger Stone. You were hot to get on today. Usually I'm begging you to come on the show. So I want to hear what you have to say, what the big news is that you haven't gotten to yet. Straight ahead, Roger Stone from thestonecoldtruths.com is our guest. I'm Alan Jones with Infowars.com. Paul Joseph Watson from London is straight ahead.
Honey, I'm really worried about our retirement funds.
Oh, me too. We lost so much value in the recession and the stock market. I'm worried we won't have enough to retire.
Jim next door told me that he had set up a new kind of IRA with a gold-silver group. He said how simple and safe it was. It's a private storage IRA, and we could have real gold and silver in our hands.
Really? You mean we can actually see it and touch it?
Absolutely. Jim said we could have all the benefits of an IRA to help build our retirement income. Bottom line, we would own a real tangible asset, and we would have the security of knowing we're protected no matter what the economy does. What do you think?
I think we need to find out how to get our own private storage IRA. We need to call the Gold Silver Group right now.
Are you ready to protect your future? Call 800-421-3432 now to find out how easy and safe it is to set up a private storage IRA with Gold Silver Group and find out how you can qualify for up to $700 in free silver. All transactions are privately delivered and fully insured. Please call us now. 800-421-3432. 800-421-3432.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight? You better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Former head of the Trump campaign, Roger Stone, great patriot, best-selling author. We got Paul Watson, who was supposed to host this fourth hour, but I'm co-hosting the first 20 minutes or so. Joining us from London, England, where he may be in France. He's always in different parts of the world. Superstar journalist. He tells the truth and is a patriot. And we've got a bunch of callers. We've got a lot to cover. I've got a lot of other questions for you, Roger Stone. But as we turn to the three shot here for TV viewers at Infowars.com/show, and before Paul comes in and asks his questions, you said big news today. In the last 10 minutes, I was asking my questions. What's front and center for you right now as Donald Trump is clearly way ahead in the polls?
Well, I thought it was very significant that last week when Trump pulled ahead in the polls, you'll notice that the Hillary campaign at first tried to resurrect David Duke as an issue. When that got no traction, we went all the way back to birtherism. This is because some Clinton campaign poll somewhere shows that this damages Donald Trump among some voters. I was particularly proud of Trump in the way that he turned this back. First of all, he just said flatly, okay, Obama was born here, but the person who started this, who started the entire birther genre.
And I love how they had to deny it. Even Politico had to admit it was Democrats. I remember, but sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, and in PolitiFacts, which has now been caught being wrong a couple times, supposedly the arbiter of what's true, and CNN both insist, no, Hillary's people did not start the...
That's like Snubs is run by a fat lady with a cat, so she knows everything?
Well, here's what I do know. Mark Penn writes about Obama's birth and strategy memo, and Sidney Blumenthal, the Democrat dirty trickster, guy who thinks he's Ted Sorensen, but he's really Dick Tuck, was promulgating this and pushing it hard.
Sure, and what do you make, as you were saying that 2 weeks ago, what do you make of CNN having to admit, headline, no, Hillary did start the birther movement? I mean, I was there in 2008. She did it.
Yeah, although I read the CNN story conversely. I thought they were once again trying to absolve her. The point I'm making, Alex, is the level of desperation. David Duke, birtherism, none of these things are relevant to making this country great again, to getting an economic resurgence in this country that will make us strong again, allow us to rebuild our national defense. There is absolute palpable panic among the Democrats because, as we saw only a month ago, they were using the LBJ Barry Goldwater playbook. Remember, the media said
nuclear war, the countdown, the daisy petals were all dead.
Right, and that has failed utterly to their shock. To their shock.
So I ask the question again, Paul Watson, and then I want you to ask your questions of your host in this hour, Paul Watson from London. How do you see them striking back? I mean, they're clearly in full panic mode, like Stone said last week. Politico today admits, CNN, Democrats in panic. I mean, it says they're panicking. What's happening?
Well, you've got, as you said earlier, Alex, Bloomberg reporters saying, asking Hillary, was the ISIS attack staged, funded, provocateured by Russia? While Russia is bombing ISIS, it's okay for the mainstream media to engage in the most flagrant, bizarre conspiracy theories while attacking us for talking about Hillary's health, which we've been completely vindicated on. Of course, it was our video that went viral that reignited that issue about 6 weeks ago. You're talking about they're desperate, how they're going to strike back. I think, and this is what happened before Brexit, remember, we had Joe Cox, this anti-Brexit MP that was murdered in the street by this unstable, racist, pro-Brexiteer person. Of course, turned out he was just a mentally unstable individual, not even really political, but that didn't matter. For the final 2 weeks before the Brexit vote, the media hammered on this narrative because they've got still a complete lack of self-awareness. They don't know that just calling their opponents racist doesn't work anymore. But they still hammered on that rhetoric that anyone who supported Brexit was a racist right-wing extremist. Why did Hillary start talking about the alt-right in that infamous speech now?
I agree. What you're about to say is they're planting the ground right now for the claims that we want to kill Hillary, we're violent. We see when Trump says, hey, if I can't have bodyguards, you shouldn't have them. They're spinning everything into we want to kill Hillary. Is that what you're getting at? So a staged assassination attempt.
Well, it doesn't have to be against Hillary. She planted that meme that the alt-right was unhinged, was dangerous, was extremist. You've got her official campaign website talking about Pepe the Frog, for God's sake. People kept asking, why is she doing that? Why is she doing the one thing that you don't do, which is to feed the trolls? Well, it wasn't really to counter that narrative. It was to set the stage to create this narrative that there's going to be an unhinged, racist, right-wing extremist.
So she can censor the internet.
Yeah, so you could have a Trump-supporting, MAGA hat-wearing, Pepe the Frog-memeing white supremacist, going to a school in a black area of the country.
No, I think you're right. It'll be someone in a full Pepe Frog outfit attacking a black school.
Yeah, and, the media has created the environment where that doesn't have to be even contrived. It doesn't have to be a conspiracy. If you lecture people all day, as the media and the left have done, they've pushed this narrative that Donald Trump is literally Hitler and that his supporters are brown shirt Nazis. Not only does that embolden extremists on the left who threaten and in some cases plan to assassinate Trump, it emboldens actual neo-Nazis who think they
that's
can...
That's right. I agree. Let's get Roger Stone's take on this. We're skipping this network break, and then we're going to... Stone and I will leave it about 10 minutes. Paul will take over. What do you make of that? I mean, how will they strike back? Is that a valid point?
I totally agree with Paul's analysis. First, they're going to try to remove our poll watchers. That's the point I was making about the consent decree, to allow them to steal at will. And as I said last week, I still fear for Trump's safety as the bankers and the financial interests in this country and the globalists get more panicky and they realize what a threat to them Donald Trump is. The thing that leaves me awake at night worrying is about his personal safety. Now, I don't rule out that they might try to stage some assault on Hillary, but sadly, I think an attempt to kill Trump is not outside the realm. Now, people are going to call me a conspiracy theorist right up until the time that somebody tries this. So I pray for Trump every night.
I agree. We have the New York Times and others calling for the assassination of Trump. If he gets assassinated or somebody tries to, they're going to have blood on their hands.
There's no question about that. But the hysteria is out of control. Alex, if you go on Twitter today, there are literally thousands of tweets accusing me of planting the bomb in New York City.
I know. No, they're saying I did it. You did it. The Russians did it. I mean, because Trump says we're bringing in millions of radical Muslims, so we're going to end up getting attacks. And then when he's right, it's our fault. We must have done it. No, these Muslims really do this. They're at war with logic. It's like Muslims can't do terror, Hillary. Isn't it really the Russians?
Well, and the insinuation that you or I or anyone who supports Trump is behind the bombing, when you go look a little closer, they're all bots. They're all automated. This is a David Brock operation. Brock is the Joseph Goebbels.
And by the way, talking about Brock, he admits he's offering all this money for, quote, data on Trump. I'm tempted to offer $1 million for data on Hillary and Clinton. And there'll be a graduated stage. If we use it, 10,000. If it's huge, 50,000. But the coup de grace, I'm thinking about my October surprise. I think I'm going to launch it next week. $1 million for dirt on the Clintons to be released. What do you think?
Well, I'd be the first one to apply, Alex, because I've got plenty.
I know you do. By the way, we should talk later. You know, I've got a little September surprise planned for later in the week.
Well, look, I still think that the Haiti scandal is not fully exposed the way the Clintons have raped the Haitian people. They were in charge, essentially. They took the lead.
They only gave 5% of the $100 million they raised to the people. That is incredible.
George H.W. Bush today says he's going to vote for Hillary. Wow, no surprise there. The Bush-Clinton crime syndicate are the ones most responsible for the rape of Haiti. The Bush-Clinton Haiti Fund is the biggest scam that they've pulled together. So the establishment's circling the wagons. No surprise there.
By the way, another added plus, as you know, new D.C. leaks, new WikiLeaks and others coming out, more coming out soon, with the whole Republican establishment, Bohemian Grove, you know, Colin Powell saying, oh, God, the Republican establishment hates him. I mean, isn't that more just a certification that Trump's the real deal?
Yes, and I still believe that the entire backstory on Libya is going to hit the fan shortly. And we're going to have a reexamination of whether the removal of Gaddafi and the billion-dollar war that we staged in that country was worth it and what it was really all about. So I still think that Hillary's got some very tough patches ahead.
Well, she doesn't look as arrogant now, and it's metaphysical that she's collapsing. Paul Watson, you're taking over here in just a few minutes, but other questions for Roger Stone or comments, Paul Watson?
Yeah, the other comment is with this October surprise, of course, Hillary linked to the alt-right, said it was basically controlled by Putin. We know that they've considered having provocations where they send up a jet painted in UN colors, have Saddam Hussein shoot it down back in 2002 to start the Iraq war. That was in the Downing Street memo. You know, Hillary has linked Putin to Trump, said that he's cozying up to Putin. So could they have an event, a provocation with Russia? You know, Syria's heating up. We had Russia supposedly bomb a UN aid convoy. We had the U.S. bomb Syrian troops in Syria. could they have a military confrontation with Russia, you know, a shoot down of a Russian or an American jet?
That's a good question. That's a good question. Let me ask you this. You wrote about the CNN professor globalist saying some big surprise is coming in the next month that'll challenge Trump and Hillary. You were saying you thought it could be, I mean, a couple different things, but what else could it be? What about financial collapse, Paul?
It could be anything. I think it's more likely to be, you know, a racial attack caught on camera, you know, Trump supporters beating up African-Americans, Rodney King style. It could be anything along those lines. It could be a confrontation with Russia. And don't put it past them. I mean, the Clintons are completely ruthless.
They'll do anything. Sure. Hire a couple criminals. Tell them you're going to go to, you know, jail for 6 months, but we're going to give you millions of dollars. Of course, the criminals will be killed in jail, and have them go beat up some little black kids at a bus stop. That'd be perfect, wouldn't it, Roger Stone?
Yeah, look, I think they're capable of absolutely anything. And having the CIA director come out last week and say that he fears that the Russians are going to hack and rig our elections, this is the same CIA director who told us when the 9/11 28 pages were released by the Congress several weeks ago that they didn't say what they said.
That's right.
That the Saudi royal family and their retainers financed the attack on America.
That's right. He said it doesn't say the Saudi royals funded it when it said in clear English they did.
Yeah. So this guy has no credibility. He's now been politicized the same way the FBI director has been politicized. And the Russian meme is one that clearly must be showing in their polling as one that you can fool people with. Donald Trump's an American patriot. He's not in league with Putin. He's never even met Putin. While he's praised his qualities as a leader, he's criticized his philosophy and his ways.
And Hillary's been caught getting 30-plus million to give him one-fifth of our uranium and all these other deals. The truth is she's the one up to her eyeballs in all of it. What about this issue? Regardless of what happens to Hillary or even Trump, Roger Stone and Paul Watson as well, do you agree with me that we're seeing the death of the dinosaur media and the establishment? Whatever comes out of this, it's a Pyrrhic victory, just like the British Empire won World War I, but it actually killed their empire. Isn't this the type of victory you win the war, but then you end up losing right after the war?
This is only possible because of the technological changes in America. The fact that half the voters are now getting their information right here on their handheld device, on demand when they want to. And this has taken the power away from broadcast television and away from cable, ironically. This is the wave of the future. We don't have to go through CBS to reach the voters anymore. InfoWars is reaching them as we speak. And this lack of control is driving the establishment insane. That's why they want to regulate.
I was about to say, make no mistake, if they steal it from Trump, the next order of business, and we're going to Paul Watson, is coming after Drudge, Alex Jones, Roger Stone, Breitbart. You agree with that?
Without any question.
Paul Watson.
I've already experienced it. I'm banned on CNN.
You've been hacked.
I'm banned on MSNBC. Because they don't, like Jack Nicholson said in A Few Good Men, they can't handle the truth.
You want the truth? You can't handle the truth. Paul Watson, I'm going to hand the baton to you here in a moment, but final questions for Roger Stone while we have him here.
Final questions would be, I mean, we had WikiLeaks and Julian Assange back, 10 days ago now, say that their next huge reveal was coming out in the next week. That seems to be delayed again. When do you think the next big email leak or document batch drop will happen, you know, coming from WikiLeaks? When do you think we can expect that?
I have reason to believe that it is imminent. I think for ethical reasons, they like to put out emails in blocks that are complete so that there's not any one email that is misleading or gives the wrong impression. There's a lot of integrity in the way they are leaking this information. Now, there's been a great campaign online to try to disparage and discredit Assange, which is kind of funny because the left loved him when he was exposing the Bush administration.
Yeah, at this point, he's got complete credibility. He's a hero.
Yeah, there's no question. He's a truth teller and a hero.
Yeah, I mean, I said time will tell because I said, hey, I hate Bush. Good job. But I said, if you don't go after Democrats later, he did, even more than Bush. And he says Hillary is a literal demon. I mean, what does that tell us, Roger Stone?
No, I think that's exactly right. What's interesting here is the establishment doesn't understand that George Bush the elder endorsing Hillary merely confirms for the voters that the political class...
You said it. I was going to ask you that question. That's the one question I forgot. Roger Stone, stonecoldtruth.com, best-selling author. His books, by the way, are available at InfoWarsStore.com. Doesn't it show the total gulf and disconnect that some addled, you know, disconnected space cadet at 90 years old thinks it's going to help Hillary endorsing her? I mean, it gives me hope to know these guys are not all powerful. They may have all the wizardry of NSA technology, but they don't know how to use it. It's like a monkey trying to fly a spaceship.
Well, and look, I'm telling you, Laura Bush is in the wings. She's going to endorse Hillary. That's coming. No, they're tone deaf. The Bushes have always been tone deaf. And they're discredited. Their presidencies are both failures, abject failures. But they don't get it. You see, the people in party, it's a two-party duopoly. Trump's nomination is the hostile takeover of the Republican
Party. That's right.
Party.
He's the beautiful fall of this kleptocratic system. It'll be up to us. Yeah, I've said this, though, and I want Paul to have the final question, Roger. A great interview today, by the way. I think the best ever. If Trump, and that means us, don't deliver, and we don't really try to make change, and we don't really cut taxes and empower the economy and do all this, the country's doomed. I mean, this is a magic moment that's happening. If he gets in, we've got to make this work. We've got to deliver. If we do same old, same old, I'm going to give up.
Yeah, but I got to tell you, I've known Donald Trump for 40 years. This is a guy who is incredibly stubborn. He knows what his agenda is. And he's not going to waver from it. And he understands that if he delivers on his agenda, he will go down in history as one of the greatest presidents we've ever had.
That's right.
And if he lets the establishment co-opt his agenda or sideline his agenda, then he won't. He's a patriot. He's running because he loves his country, not because he has to be president to be somebody. He already is somebody. So he doesn't want the job for the job's sake, like George H.W. Bush, who believed in nothing. He's doing this at great cost.
Well, I totally agree with you. And look at his work ethic. Look at all the great coups he's done, from Mexico to meeting with the Egyptian president to fight radical Islam to going to New Orleans. The arrogance of the current elite is what's frightening to me. They're totally disconnected. Paul Watson, final question before you take over with Roger Stone.
Well, I completely agree. There's a total lack of self-awareness. They think they can bring down Trump by continually claiming that he's this racist demagogue. You know, if it wasn't Trump, it would be someone else. This populist wave, this people's insurgency against the political class, has swept the West for the past 2, 3, 4 years. It didn't just arrive with Donald Trump. So if they think they can tear down this whole movement by just calling Trump a demagogue and a racist, they've got another thing coming. It's a complete lack of self-awareness. You know, the media got caught with Hillary's health, dismissing it as a conspiracy theory. She came out, she collapsed. They said, oh, my God, we got rumbled. This was actually true. That was a shining example of their complete lack of self-awareness. It cost them with Brexit, where they thought they could defeat us just by calling us all racist.
Sure, and they're saying nobody knows what election fraud is, and a month later they're federalizing the election.
Well, not only that. If you can go back 3 years ago to an interview I did on CNN with Brian Stelter, in which I told him that Hillary had significant health problems, that they were degenerative, that it may even made it likely she might not make the race, but if she did, they would hamper her campaign. And he, of course, dismissed all that and attacked me. It was all unfounded.
And now it's prophecy.
My sources were impeccable. They were high society New York Democrats, and they were right.
And now the emails with Colin Powell and others are high-level Democrats going, she can't walk up three steps. She's what the hell's going on with her? And Powell's like, I know. Everybody tells me she's dying. The Secret Service doesn't know. They just say she's collapsing every 20, 30 minutes. I mean, we told you this a month ago, and then it happens, folks. This is real. Roger Stone, thank you so much. Please pop back in as soon as you've got more intel. Thank you so much. We'll talk to you soon.
I'm headed back to Trump Tower right now.
All right. Very exciting. All right. Going back to Paul Joseph Watson. Paul, thank you. I didn't mean to cut in 30 minutes to your hour, but you co-hosted with us. I'd love to have you co-host 5 days a week if you would. So much having me. Have you asked me anything coming up soon? We also have 20% off the Super Bowl Vitality, which ends today, helps fund the operation. We have the new free app out. Paul Watson, take over. God bless you.
Okay, there goes Alex Jones. We're coming up on the break, but after we come back, we're going to get back into this huge October surprise news. Hillary Clinton is a cornered animal. She's dangerous. She's desperate. She's ruthless. What kind of dirty tricks, what kind of stunts could they pull? We'll be back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. Research thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Mother, tell your children not to look my way. Tell your children not to hear my words.
Go back live on the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. We're going to hit some news here in a moment. But again, just going back to what we were covering in the last segment. Hillary Clinton is desperate. The polls are tightening. She's absolutely ruthless. She's desperate. As I said, before the Brexit vote in the United Kingdom, we had this incident which was relentlessly exploited by the mainstream media, by the left, by the anti-Brexit crowd, where this mentally ill, unstable individual went out, murdered someone on the street. That someone happened to be an anti-Brexit leftist MP. The gas mileage they got out of that in the week that followed, right up until the Brexit vote, was huge. It almost swung it for them. Again, they didn't realize that constantly demonizing their political opposition as racists and bigots doesn't work anymore. That only influences weak-minded people who are probably going to vote for that side anyway. And again, it didn't work for them. But we could see it again with Hillary. This is a very real possibility that you could have some kind of violent incident blamed on a Donald Trump supporter a few days or a week before the election. Again, they've been setting the stage for months. You saw it again on the Emmys. What was it last night, a couple of nights ago, where, you know, they're getting up on stage and again saying that Donald Trump is literally Hitler. If you create that kind of political environment, you embolden extremists, not only on the left, and we've had people threatening to assassinate Trump. You see it on Twitter every day. We had the guy who actually went to a Trump rally, the British guy, Sanford, I think his name was, who, you know, tried to grab an officer's gun, tried to assassinate Trump. But you will get it on the other side as well. You will get actual neo-Nazis that want to act out this bizarre dream that they have of, you know, greasing the skids for the reincarnation of Adolf Hitler or whatever demented dream they have. And again, the media is responsible for creating that environment with this completely reckless rhetoric. So you could have an incident where a MAGA hat wearing, you know, Pepe the Frog memeing Trump supporter acts out, you know, a white supremacist, whether the incident is contrived or not. Again, doesn't have to be a conspiracy, doesn't have to be a false flag for one of these individuals who is already on the fringe to go postal. And of course, Hillary Clinton will swoop in to political point score off such an incident. Again, why is she talking about the alt-right? Why is her official campaign website posting articles about a cartoon frog? This isn't for nothing. They've thought about this. They're setting the stage for this. This is nowhere near outside the realm of possibility, you know, that you could have a group, a mob of Trump supporters allegedly caught on camera beating up an African-American. And if this happens, if this is the October surprise, you know, it's imminent here within the next month to 6 weeks. And this is surely what's going to happen. It happened right before Brexit. The other scenario is, again, you've had Hillary say, Vladimir Putin is the leader of the alt-right. Donald Trump is cozying up to Vladimir Putin. Again, you've seen what happened in Syria. Massive escalation. The US bombs Syrian troops. Russia allegedly bombs UN aid convoys. You could have an incident where a Russian fighter jet or an American fighter jet gets shot down in Syria. And again, a huge military escalation, a huge provocation. Hillary grandstands, says that Trump is anti-American because he's cozying up to the dictator that hates America, Vladimir Putin. That, again, is a very real possibility as we count down to the final weeks of this presidential race, with the polls tightening, with Hillary Clinton now doing just one event. Again, what is it, 48, 49, 50 days to go to the election. Over the next 6 days, she's doing just one event. The polls are basically neck and neck now, and she's more absent from the campaign trail. Again, because she's breaking down, because she's having these coughing fits, because she's collapsing. In the most intense phase of the race, she's disappearing. She's getting more desperate. She's a cornered animal. So don't think for a second that this couldn't happen. In fact, it would be completely naive to think that it wouldn't, given what we've seen in the past. Given that back in 2004, just days before that presidential election, we had Osama bin Laden pop up on tape and basically encourage people to vote for John Kerry when he was running against George W. Bush. You know, Walter Cronkite commented that this was so convenient for Bush that it almost looked like a Karl Rove setup. Afterwards, both Bush and Kerry said that victory for George W. Bush was swung by that Osama bin Laden videotape. So there is precedent for this. You don't always get a big October surprise that swings the presidential election, but it can, and it has happened. So yes, we could have documents coming from WikiLeaks. We could have hacked emails, but from the opposite direction, we could also see Hillary Clinton's campaign contrive, exploit, provocateur, some kind of violent incident to be blamed on Trump and his supporters awesome kind of military escalation provocation with Russia. And again, when I put out a video on this, like I did with Hillary's health, which went viral, the media is going to call it a conspiracy theory, just like they called questions over Hillary's health a conspiracy theory. Of course, we were completely vindicated on that, and the media had to scuttle away with their tails tucked between their legs, admitting that they got it completely wrong. So there's a video coming out on that tomorrow in which we will delve into the possible scenarios for the October surprise. So that's going to be a really important video to get out to people. And of course, we've got another big expose of Hillary Clinton coming up probably on Thursday. Again, unknown, unseen information involving whistleblowers. It's going to be a big story. And I encourage everyone to get that out, but more on that later on in the week. As for now, we've got a top story up on Infowars.com. Another exclusive, which the media will claim is a conspiracy theory, but we've got the video. Exclusive leaked video shows Obama railing against white people during Kenya trip. Now, this is from 1990. But again, never before seen video. It's Obama in his 20s on a trip to Kenya with Michelle Obama, and he's basically denouncing white people, railing against white privilege. Now, the video isn't out yet. It's going to be out exclusively on Infowars.com in the pretty near future. But we've got an exclusive quote from that video in which Obama says, quote, "I'm deeply saddened by a sense that whites are still superior in this country, in some sense that if you sit at a restaurant, they're served before a Kenyan is served. If you go through customs, a white person is going to have an easier time going through customs." So again, it emphasizes the point that Obama was obsessed with this race baiting many, many years before he came into office. And of course, he's turned out to be the divider in chief. Race relations in America, you know, the worst they've been for decades. You've got him cozying up, him embracing Black Lives Matter, a George Soros funded group, which is not grassroots. It's completely AstroTurf. Again, their ideological inspiration, Assata Shakur, is a convicted cop killer who is on the FBI's most wanted domestic terrorist list. We've seen their supporters kill cops in Dallas, in other cities. This is a divisive group. It's controlled from the top. In fact, you had original Black Lives Matter activists, one that was killed recently, come out and call them out for what they were. Again, a top-down controlled movement to stoke more racial division in America. And Obama was into that from the very beginning, which is why this video is very revealing. Now, they're trying to crowdfund its release because it literally cost them $10,000 just to get a private eye to get this video out, which is filmed, in fact, by Obama's sister. So, again, that video is going to be exclusively on Infowars.com as soon as that target for the crowdfunding is met, which you can, you know, you can help support that in the article. There's a link to that. So again, damning proof that Obama was obsessed with race baiting years and years before he took office at the White House. Again, that's another Infowars.com exclusive with the comments in the article. Moving on, let's get to Hillary's health now. Of course, again, we got the viral video out. It was an issue, but we reignited the issue about 6 weeks ago now with that viral video that got nearly 5 million views now. Mystery, and this is at the top of Drudge Report, what was going on with Hillary's eyes during Philly's speech? This is out of the American Mirror. During a speech in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, on Monday, Democratic presidential nominee Hillary Clinton appeared to have something quite off about her appearance. And you can view the video, it's up on Infowars.com. Hillary's eyes appeared not in sync with one another as the left eye looked to be cockeyed and displaced, especially as she looked towards the left. A montage of Hillary's eye-catching moments before a small group of Temple University students can be seen in the footage. And again, one eye is off in one direction, another is off in the other direction. Absolutely bizarre footage, given that it's complemented by all these other issues, of course, by Hillary's major collapse in New York just a couple of weeks ago. Jimmy Fallon had to help Hillary onto the Tonight Show stage. Again, this is out of the American Mirror. During Hillary Clinton's entrance on The Tonight Show, host Jimmy Fallon, who of course was panned merely for having Donald Trump on his show a few days ago, gave her a firm grasp and hand up two stairs onto the stage, just two steps, and sick Hillary Clinton had trouble making it onto the stage. Here's Mark Dice with some commentary on that clip.
Jimmy Fallon had to literally help Hillary Clinton climb onto the stage on The Tonight Show on Monday. She wasn't wearing high heels, so either Jimmy Fallon is sexist, thinking that a woman can't walk up two simple steps on her own two feet, or Hillary Clinton, as she's been shown in the past, has a hard time maintaining her balance and climbing up stairs or standing for long periods of time. Have a look at the clip here. He disguises his help as just a simple handshake, but as you can clearly see, he is helping her up. You can see he's actually biting his lip, trying to cover up his smirk as he realizes that he has to help this poor woman step up two simple steps. Meanwhile, Donald Trump is climbing over concrete barriers while he was campaigning after a mob of thugs blocked a freeway earlier this summer during one of his campaign events. Last week, when Fallon had Donald Trump on the show, liberals absolutely freaked out, and it was trending because they thought that they treated, quote, Hitler too nice. Hillary Clinton's pre-planned jokes written by the studio fell flat and barely got any laughter out of the audience. And Jimmy Fallon wore a surgical mask as soon as she came off the stage because he was afraid to get sick. As most people know now, Hillary Clinton has serious health problems, despite the campaign and the liberal media claiming for months that it was just a conspiracy theory. Now, after the shocking footage of her collapse at the 9/11 memorial, her coughing fits, and her pneumonia, people now are starting to realize something is seriously wrong with Hillary Clinton. Still unable to step up two simple short steps to get onto the Tonight Show stage. I'm Mark Dice. Thanks for watching. Subscribe to my channel here if you're new, and stay tuned. New reports every day. So I'll see you soon.
Okay, there's Mark Dice with commentary on sick Hillary's latest medical episode. Another headline out of American Mirror, mystery. Again, we've covered that. Jimmy Fallon helps Hillary up on Tonight Show stage. We've had Mark Dice's commentary on that. Here's another headline. Tired? After today, Hillary has nothing on public calendar until debate in 6 days. So 49-50 days before the presidential election. But that's not stopping Hillary Clinton from apparently laying low for the next six of them. Clinton held a rally at Temple University, and according to her public schedule posted at hillaryspeeches.com, she has nothing public planned until the first presidential debate on September 26th. So again, you've got these polls tightening, the race virtually neck and neck. You would think that Hillary, to the best of her ability, given that she's a walking zombie now apparently, would at least be maintaining the same schedule, but she's going to be even more absent from the campaign trail, even as she's lost her lead over Donald Trump. What does that tell you about her medical state? Again, they can't legitimately dismiss it as a conspiracy theory anymore, and we've had more and more examples of that over the past few days. Let's get to another article out of LiveZet. NYC mayor says Islamic terror vanishingly rare. In the wake of a radical Islamic terrorist attack on New York City, which was a bombing. Yes, I use the politically incorrect term bombing. CNN says you can't do that anymore. You know, BBC says using the word terrorist is politically incorrect, but we're going to continue to do it because we're interested in reality. In the wake of a radical Islamic terrorist attack on New York City, Mayor Bill de Blasio is telling citizens not to worry about the threat of jihadist violence and pushing for even more questionably vetted migrants to be resettled in the United States. Now, again, he was visited by the mayor of Paris, which I was in Paris a couple of weeks ago, is now basically an open-air migrant camp. You've got migrants, mostly men, 99% men, with mattresses just splayed out in the middle of the street, sitting there all day. It's an open-air migrant camp. You've got the mayor of the Islamic Caliphate of London, Sadiq Khan, also writing an editorial, again, with Bill de Blasio, New York mayor, in which they say that militant violence is vanishingly rare from refugees, from migrants, despite the fact that we've had this wave of attacks in Europe again, Germany three in a row a couple of months ago. And again, they've come out with this big op-ed saying that mass migration is a positive thing. This is the quote from the article, and we're going to go through some of them. Refugees and other foreign-born residents bring needed skills and enhance the vitality and growth of local economies. That's what Mayor Bill de Blasio and Sadiq Khan said in this editorial. Well, the problem with that is the facts completely contradict it. Out of the 1 million refugees coming into Germany, as the FT reported last month, only 63 have been employed. Yeah, that's really revitalizing the economy, isn't it? That's really putting these people to work. Again, look at Sweden. 58% of welfare payments in Sweden go to immigrants, who represent just 16% of the population. So how in any way is that revitalizing the population? Quote, it's wrong to characterize immigrant communities as dangerous, said Khan and de Blasio, in reference to these millions of Muslim migrants pouring into Europe. And if Hillary Clinton gets into office, pouring in at record numbers into the US. Well, again, there's a problem with that. It's called the facts. German crime wave. New data. Crime waves in Germany would have remained roughly static since 2014. Yet the country recorded an extra 402,000 crimes committed by migrants over the past year. So again, completely disproven by the facts. Migrants are responsible for 95% of all crimes in Sweden, overrepresented by 430%. Yet Khan de Blasio say that it's perfectly safe. We need to bring in more. We'll be back.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
This is the end.
beautiful friend.
We are back on the final segment of the Alex Jones Show. Now, before we go back to the news, I'd just like to mention that we've got a special at InfoWarsLife.com that ends tonight. This must end tonight, so take advantage while you can. And it is 20% off Super Male Vitality. We're close to selling out. This is going to finish completely by tonight. Now is the last chance to secure your bottle for 20% off and stock up while supplies last. Again, read the 5-star reviews at InfoWarsLife.com and purchase the products to support the growth of this network. We're not funded by George Soros like Black Lives Matter. We're not funded by giant pharmaceutical companies like CNN. We're not funded by the corrupt government of Bahrain like CNN. We're funded by you, and we're beholden to you. You allow us to expand. You allow us to send out reporters into the field and take on the mainstream media directly, which has led to the complete collapse in American confidence in the mainstream media now that we have a real alternative. And it's all thanks to you getting the products, helping us build InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, Super Male Vitality, 20% off special. That must end tonight. Let's get into a few final news stories here. CNN puts words in Trump's mouth, runs headline saying he wants, quote, racial profiling. CNN has once again come under fire for manipulating the news to fit its own agenda, as the network ran headlines saying that GOP nominee Donald Trump called for racial profiling to combat terrorism. There's just one problem with that. He never used the words race. He never used the word racial. He was talking about how Israel profiles to catch terrorists based on their behavior if they're acting suspiciously, not on their race. But CNN flashed up the words racial profiling over and over again. CNN, you know, they did it with the bombing in New York. Hillary Clinton came out and said, this bombing. They then savaged Donald Trump for calling it a bombing, despite the fact that Hillary had done the same and edited out the clip of her doing so. Now CNN is openly faking quotes and attributing them to Donald Trump to make him look bad. Again, dispensed with any semblance of neutrality and impartiality. Now they're just brazenly inventing things that he didn't say to make him look bad. Let that sink in. Now, we got another story related to Trump Jr. in this case. And again, if leftists got as upset about Islamic terrorism than they do Skittles memes, then maybe ISIS would be in more trouble than they are, because that is what triggered leftists this morning. Donald Trump Jr. tweeted out an image of a bowl of Skittles with the quote, if I had a bowl of Skittles and I told you just three would kill you, would you take a handful? That's our Syrian refugee problem. Absolute explosion of outrage. Donald Trump Jr. is the worst thing ever for tweeting out a meme about Skittles. Of course, he underplayed the problem because, as polls show, 21% of Syrian migrants support ISIS. So it's not just a few Skittles in a bowl of 100 Skittles. It's actually 1 in 5 of them support ISIS. So he actually underestimated the problem, but now he's an evil bigot and a racist for tweeting out a meme of Skittles. Of course, Hillary Clinton, the policies that she supported led to the destruction of Syria, led to thousands of deaths, led to the international migrant crisis, but that's okay. Donald Trump Jr.'s bad because he tweeted out a Skittles meme, and that is what has triggered leftists today. Again, if they were as upset about Islamic terrorism as they are Skittles memes, ISIS would be in a lot more trouble. That's going to wrap it up for this edition of the Alex Jones Show. Alex will be back 11 to 2 tomorrow. InfoWars Nightly News is coming up, and all the breaking news is on InfoWars.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.